Reach for your phone before breakfast? Take the same route to work every day? Buy the same brand of cereal without thinking? You're not making choices. You're running on autopilot. Research reveals that nearly half our daily actions aren't conscious decisions, but automatic habits operating below our awareness. This invisible force shapes everything from our health to our relationships, yet most of us remain blissfully unaware of its power. The real revelation isn't that habits control your life, it's that you can learn to master them before they master you. The popular 21-day habit myth came from plastic surgeon Maxwell Maltz, who noticed patients adjusting to physical changes in about 3 weeks. University College London research tells a different story. Tracking 96 participants, scientists found habits actually take an average of 66 days to form, with enormous variation. Simple habits, like drinking water after breakfast, required about 20 days, while exercise habits stretched beyond 84 days. One participant needed 254 days before their behavior felt automatic. Habit formation follows a learning curve. Early repetitions yield the biggest gains, then progress slows. Context matters enormously. We perform habits in specific circumstances, like Pavlov's dogs salivating to a bell. This explains why moving house or changing jobs disrupts routines so dramatically. Without familiar environmental cues, our autopilot system falters. People living alone report more habitual behaviors than those living with others, because other people introduce unpredictability that disrupts the consistent contexts habits need. We assume habits follow intentions. Decide to eat healthier, buy whole wheat bread repeatedly, and eventually grab it automatically. But research reveals a disturbing truth. As habits strengthen, our intentions predict our behavior less and less. Most troubling, those with the strongest habits express the most confidence in their ability to control their actions, precisely when they have the least actual control. Studies show behaviors performed weakly in stable contexts become powerful habits that resist conscious change. Only activities performed a few times yearly remain under intentional control. This means restaurant choices, entertainment decisions, and daily routines operate far more automatically than we realize. Our frontal lobes, the brain region above our eyes, provide our main defense by monitoring and inhibiting automatic actions. When damaged, control can be lost entirely. Patients with utilization behavior compulsively use objects placed before them, putting on multiple glasses, eating when not hungry, combing already tidy hair. Even more disturbing is alien hand syndrome, where patients experience their hand performing actions against their will. We crave predictability. Students claim the same lecture seats. Frequent flyers grow comfortable with air travel. Routines reduce stress by making practiced processes effortless. Emergency room doctors rely on ingrained habits to stay calm during crises, and we find solace and daily rhythms during emotional upheaval. Yet habits feel robotic, the daily grind. Research shows we're half as likely to feel pride about habitual behaviors versus intentional actions. We feel detached from habits, as if externally controlled. Family routines, especially around mealtimes, create powerful identity-shaping habits. Families with predictable routines tend to be happier and better adjusted. These rituals provide security and strengthen bonds. Early social habits profoundly shape entire lives. Childhood politeness to strangers creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. Expecting acceptance leads to warmer behavior, generating greater acceptance. Friendship depends more on shared activities than attitudes. Those who play together stay together. We underestimate how crucial shared habits are because of their unconscious nature. Even love represents intertwining habits, two people's routines becoming interdependent in mutually beneficial ways. Loyalty card data reveals that strong habits override conscious intentions. Between 65 to 85% of brand switchers were satisfied with their previous choice. We don't buy what we intend, but what we habitually purchased before. Once purchasing becomes automatic, we stop considering alternatives. This unconscious behavior extends to eating. College students estimating 14 daily food decisions actually made over 200. Moviegoers given larger popcorn containers ate 53% more, yet only 6% believed they'd eaten more. Even with stale popcorn, container size influenced consumption more than taste, evidence of mindless eating. Mental health disorders reveal habits' darker side. OCD sufferers assign excessive importance to intrusive thoughts about cleanliness, checking, and order, developing compulsive behaviors that temporarily relieve anxiety, creating reinforcing loops. Depression operates through habitual thought patterns. Depressive thinkers blame themselves, see problems as permanent, and engage in rumination, repeatedly dwelling on negative thoughts. This interferes with problem solving, despite seeming thoughtful. Unlike non-depressive thinkers who attribute setbacks to external, temporary factors. Jerry Seinfeld's advice to a young comedian was simple. Mark an X on your calendar each day you write, then never break the chain. This reveals a profound truth. Greatness comes from steady, regular work rather than dramatic bursts. Research across 94 experiments with over 8,000 participants shows that concrete if-then implementation intentions work remarkably well. Instead of "I'll be kinder," try "if I see someone struggling with the stroller, then I'll offer help." The "if" should be specific enough to trigger action, but flexible enough to create opportunities. Link new habits to existing routines rather than time-based cues. Breaking habits starts with identifying exactly when, how, and where we perform them. Mindfulness increases conscious awareness of automatic reactions. Vigilant monitoring works short-term, but thought suppression backfires. Daniel Wegener's white bear experiment showed participants told to avoid thinking about white bears experienced nearly twice as many such thoughts later. The solution? Redirect habits like rivers rather than damming them. Pair inhibition with new, desirable habits that fill the behavioral void. Changing your environment removes familiar cues triggering automatic behaviors. University students who relocated successfully changed TV watching, reading, and exercise habits. About 50% of our happiness is genetically determined, and only 10% comes from circumstances like income or education, explaining why doubling U.S. income hasn't increased overall happiness. We quickly habituate to changes. Lottery winners report similar happiness 6 months later, and pay raises lose their shine fast. This happens because we fail at affective forecasting, consistently overestimating how events will affect our emotions. Since genes and circumstances are largely fixed, daily habits become crucial. Research-backed activities like practicing gratitude increase happiness, but we adapt faster to positive experiences than negative ones. The solution is introducing variety, changing small elements to maintain effectiveness. Savoring counters our tendency to focus excessively on the future through showing emotions, being present, celebrating with others, and positive mental time travel. Research found minds wander 43% of the time, yet people weren't happier when thinking happy thoughts than when fully engaged. The ideal is developing mindful habits, behaviors that start automatically but are performed with awareness and variation. Like an opera singer performing the same aria differently each time, we find novelty in the familiar, freeing ourselves from routine while allowing creativity to flourish.